Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of Azuracast, a platform that lets you create your very own internet radio station.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll unpack what it is, what it can do, and why it might be the perfect tool for you.
For you, yeah.
And a huge thanks to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. They can even handle the hosting for this software and are experts in digital transformation.
Yeah, they're great.
Learn more at www.safeserver.dda.
It's exciting because Azuracast really democratizes radio broadcasting.
Yeah, it does.
It puts the power of creating and sharing audio content directly into your hands, regardless of technical expertise.
The Azuracast website describes it as a free and open source self-hosted web radio station in a box. Okay, there are a few terms in there that need unpacking.
A few, yeah.
Let's start with self-hosted.
Okay.
So what does that actually mean?
Good point. Self-hosted means you're in control. Instead of using a platform like Spotify or YouTube, you run Azuracast on your own server.
Okay.
This gives you complete freedom over your content and how it's presented.
So I need a server. Does that mean I need a giant computer in my basement?
Not necessarily. It could be a computer you own, but more commonly people use a virtual private server or VPS. Think of it as renting a powerful computer online that's specifically configured to run applications like Azuracast.
Got it. So it lives in the cloud.
Yeah.
And that's where SafeServer comes in, right? They can help set up and manage that whole server situation.
Absolutely. They take the headache out of the technical side so you can focus on creating amazing radio content.
Awesome. Now, the Azuracast website emphasizes that everything's included. What does that mean in terms of actually running a radio station?
That's one of the coolest things about Azuracast. It's an all-in-one solution, meaning you get all the software tools you need to create, manage, and broadcast your station.
Yeah.
No need to hunt down separate programs or wrestle with compatibility issues.
So no more cobbling things together. That sounds incredibly convenient, especially for someone just starting out.
Exactly. It lowers the barrier to entry for anyone who's ever dreamed of running their own radio station, whether it's for music, talk shows, podcasts, or anything else you can imagine.
Speaking of imagining, let's dive into some of the features Azuracast offers. The website and GitHub README highlight web-based station management as a key element. What does that entail?
This is where Azuracast shines in terms of user-friendliness. You manage everything through an intuitive web interface accessible from any device with a web browser. Upload your audio files, schedule shows, create playlists, and even track listener stats all from one central location.
So it's like having a virtual radio studio at your fingertips.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It is. And it gets even better. Azuracast also allows multi-station administration. You can host multiple stations from a single installation, each with its own unique content and branding.
So I could have a station for jazz, another for classic rock, and maybe even one for my spoken word poetry, all under one Azuracast umbrella.
Precisely. And you can manage user permissions, so you could even have different people managing each station. It's incredibly flexible.
That opens up a ton of possibilities. But how do people actually tune in? Where does the listening happen?
Every station you create gets its own public page with a built-in audio player. You can share this link on your website, social media, or anywhere else. Azuracast also provides APIs for more custom integrations.
So I could embed the player directly onto my website.
Exactly. You have full control over how your station is presented and how listeners access it.
One thing that struck me is how Azuracast is described as both powerful and intuitive. Those seem like contrasting ideas. How do they work together?
It's a clever design approach. The web interface is clean and user-friendly, making common tasks easy. But under the hood, there's a sophisticated software stack for those who want to explore advanced features and customizations.
So for beginners, it's easy to pick up and start using, but there's also a deeper level of complexity available if you need it.
Yes. Think of it like driving a car. You don't need to know how the engine works to drive, but if you want to tinker under the hood and optimize performance, you can.
I love that analogy. It makes it feel much less intimidating. Now, the README also mentions that Azuracast is open source and licensed under the AGPL. Can you break that down for us?
Of course. Open source means the code that makes Azuracast run is publicly available. Anyone can look at it, modify it, and even contribute to its development. This encourages transparency, security, and a strong community around the project.
So it's not just a piece of software, it's a collaborative effort.
Exactly. And that means you benefit from the collective wisdom and experience of a whole community of developers.
That's fantastic. The website mentions that Azuracast is built to run on even the most affordable VPS web hosts. Who would be the ideal user for this platform?
It's really designed for anyone. Hobbyists who want to share their musical tastes, Podcasters looking for more control, educational institutions, community organizations, even small businesses wanting to reach their customers in a new way.
So it's not just for big radio stations or tech-savvy professionals. Anyone can use this to share their voice and build an online community.
Absolutely. AzureCast removes the barriers to entry and makes internet radio accessible to everyone.
Okay, so we've talked about what AzureCast is, but what does it actually mean for you? Why should you care about this platform?
It comes down to creative freedom and control. AzureCast allows you to bypass the limitations of traditional radio and streaming services. You decide what to play, when to play it, and how to connect with your listeners.
It sounds like it empowers you to become your own broadcaster and build something truly unique.
Exactly. Think about it. What if you could curate a music station that perfectly reflects your tastes, free from algorithms or corporate playlists?
Or what if you could create a platform to showcase local artists and musicians who deserve more exposure?
You could host talk shows about niche topics that you're passionate about, or even launch a community radio station that connects people in your area.
The possibilities are endless. And the best part is that you don't need a ton of technical knowledge to get started.
That's right. AzureCast is designed to be user-friendly, and there are tons of resources available to guide you. The website has detailed documentation, and there's even a live demo you can try before installing anything.
And of course, if you need help with the server side of things, SafeServer is there to assist. They can help you set up and manage your AzureCast installation, so you can focus on creating amazing content.
They're your trusted partners for reliable hosting and expert advice on digital transformation.
Absolutely. You can find them at www.safeserver.dsd.
So there you have it. AzureCast is a powerful tool that puts the power of radio broadcasting in your hands.
It's a platform that fosters creativity, community, and connection.
We hope this deep dive has inspired you to explore the possibilities of AzureCast and consider what you would create if you had the freedom to build your own radio station.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AzureCast.
And until next time, stay curious.